Reno is home to many artists, some who paint, some who draw, and even those who perform on the streets to try and earn some extra cash or in hopes of making a living. Hannah Mills, a reporter for Reno Youth Radio, met with painter Eric Holland at his apartment in the Riverside Artist Lofts. She hoped to learn a little bit more about the life of an artist in her hometown.
Here in the biggest little city in the world, there is a building tucked in the depths of downtown called the Riverside Artist Lofts. Overlooking the Truckee River, this former hotel for divorcees now has a different function. It houses many low-income artists, or what some may call starving artists. Eric Holland has been a resident in these lofts since 2000. I wanted to know what inspired him to become an artist in the first place.
I was about 9. I lived in Chicago. I was fascinated by the inner city. So I begged my dad to take me on drives down a street called Stony Island Avenue. And I would look at it, and I would draw it. That's how I started, is drawing Chicago buildings on the stoops of this bungalow in suburban Chicago, Dalton, Illinois.
So what is it like to paint in Nevada?
It's amazingly awesome. I swear to God that I've driven to some of my favorite places to paint and just jumped up and down like a little kid all by myself with the wild horses. And then I just start painting. The state is incredibly beautiful.
When did you start making money off of your art?
The very first paintings I sold were in my teens to a couple of friends of my mother's. But I started really making money at art in my early 30s.
How did you get to where you are now?
Persistence. I just won't give up. And a couple of lucky breaks. One of my lucky breaks was meeting a man named Craig Smyers, who talked me into waiting in a line at Sierra Arts to get a loft in his building. And being able to have this loft has been huge. I don't have to worry about crazy rent increases or anything like that. If you're not going to be a homeowner, this is the best situation you possibly have.
Do you have any interesting stories about selling your art?
I would say that a true turning point for me was a day that I was standing in front of the ACT Theater in San Francisco and painting a picture of the theater. And a large woman came out of the theater and said, "Oh, I like that. I'd like to buy it, but I can't do it right now. But I'll come back out and I'll write you a check after I'm done because I'm performing right now." I said, "Okay, that's great." And she said, "My name is Rosemary Clooney." I said, "Oh, that's great. My name's Eric Holland." But I didn't know who Rosemary Clooney was. So anyway, she came back out and said, "Would you be comfortable coming up to the hotel room and I will write you a check?" So I go up to the hotel room and like, man, this is nice up here. There's like a lot of people sitting around and they all look really interesting, like they're in show business. So I was catching on that she was some kind of performer. And so I collected my money, I took off, and I think I was meeting a friend for dinner. I said, "Gosh, I had a great day, and I sold a painting to a performer named Rosemary Clooney." And what? I said, "Yeah, it's Rosemary Clooney." "Oh my God, blah, 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 blah." "Oh, is she a big deal?" Because I'm not very media-centric. So that's one interesting story. There's been a number of fun ways in which I've sold art.
That's an amazing story. Thank you for sharing that. I just have one more question for you. What happens when you're discouraged?
My mother was fairly encouraging, but then, you know, she's like, "You have to pay the bills." Well, what I wish I'd had the gumption to say at that time, but I would say loudly to anybody that said to me now, is, "Yeah, but I gotta paint."
I like that you said that, Eric, because I'm gonna be graduating next year and I wanna paint too, but I'm also worried about paying bills. I think what you said could really help and inspire other artists to do what they love to do. Thank you for your time. For Reno Youth Radio, I'm Hannah Mills.
Reno Youth Radio is a special partnership between KUNR and the Washoe County School District that elevates the voices of young people while teaching them how to be radio reporters. Learn more at KUNR.org.